You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's property time on a Tuesday, and what a special property feature we've got for this Tuesday. It is, after all, Women's Month, so why not take a look at a fantastic project that is being led, driven, owned and operated by a very powerful woman in South Africa. I'm of course referring to the latest development in the province of Limpopo, the premier hotel that opened in Thohoyandou. The owner of the business, the owner of African Accenture Group, Tsakani Masia, joins me on the line now to take a look at that business and that new hotel development. Good evening, Tsakani. Thank you so much for taking the time. Those that haven't seen the project in the news or in the media, please tell us about the hotel, tell us about the project, and tell us all the exciting news about it.
Thank you very much, Jimmy, and the listeners. I am Tsakani Masia from the Wembe district in Limpopo province, and that is where the hotel is. So this is a new hotel that opened its doors on the 10th of June 2024. We're going to launch the hotel on the 29th of August, which is next week, Thursday. We are offering accommodation in this hotel, conferencing, workshops, fine dining facilities. And Jimmy, this is the biggest premium hotel in our province. So you must also come and visit this hotel very soon, Jimmy.
Oh, definitely will. It's been a while since I've been to the province of Limpopo. Home is there, but we will definitely take a trip there in the weeks and months to come. Tsakani, I want to look at the hotel itself. You mentioned that, and you brushed over it, but it's really a remarkable achievement. It is the largest hotel of its kind in the entire province. How did you pull that off? Tell me, take me through the construction process, the financing, the build, how all of it came together.
Yes, thank you, Jimmy. We were financed by the IDC. This is, like I said, it's the biggest premium hotel in our province. Thohoyandou does not have enough accommodation. So we looked at that so that we can build a hotel with 120 rooms to deal with the shortage of accommodation, so that we can accommodate multitudes of people who visit the area for business and tourism purposes. And the building of this hotel had seized the pressure. It being a four-star hotel, it provides choices for the middle class and international travelers who come to see treasures such as the waterfalls, the biggest baobab tree, the Kruger National Park, which is a stone's throw from where we are. So we needed to have this kind of facility in this province.
Tsakani, the hotel has 120 rooms. Take me through some of those rooms. You mentioned that you've also got conferencing facilities and other facilities that guests can make use of. Take me through exactly what the offering is, and if you've got any special suites or any special rooms that people can book when they want to come see the hotel.
Yes, we do have conference facilities. We have a hall that accommodates 300 people, and we have a huge garden where those who want to do their weddings, their functions out of the hall, they can still do them, which can take up to 1,000 tent or more outside the building, because we've got a very beautiful garden outside. And the rooms we have, you know, we've got the best presidential rooms. In this hotel, we have rooms that are standard. We have rooms that accommodate those who are, I'm failing to get the word, babasahoni. So we have all the rooms that you need inside this hotel. So I'm just waiting for you, Jimmy. I really want you to visit this hotel, because you'll see everybody who's coming, they will tell you they've never seen this kind of facility. And remember, Jimmy, I was the contractor of this hotel. So it means I've taken all my energy. Whatever we've put in this hotel, the standard, it's something else. So it's a beautiful hotel.
It's a 4-star hotel, so it has to be of high standards for it to be rated that high. Zakane, I want to look at the contribution that this hotel will bring to the town of Toyando, the city, the province of Limpopo, but also to the country as a whole. I mean, it's everything from job creation to tourism to all of the things that we so desperately need in this country. Can you just take me through how much of a contribution you are looking to make with this hotel?
Jimmy, we, of course, we want to contribute to the economy of this country. And one of the things we want to create employment for the people of South Africa. We've already created jobs during construction. Now we have employed a lot of people to be running inside the hotel. And we also have got some supplies which is done locally so that we can contribute to the economy. And also, as Bembe District, there's a Vision 2030. And this hotel is one of the projects that will make us as a district to achieve the Vision 2030 of our district.
Zakane, it's Women's Month, and obviously this is a month where we honour and celebrate the successes of women, but at the same time we draw on the inspiration of women such as yourself that are leading industries that are making headway in places where previously women may not have had access to these platforms. What would you say to aspiring women out there?
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Women should be taking a leaf from this development and work themselves up to the top. Those who inspire to pursue the path of business must learn from this. This success of this hotel is a testimony to all the women who have given up, thinking that it is not possible. It is another testimony, Jimmy, that if women take advantage of the enabling environment brought about by procurement policies, many more female entrepreneurs will go beyond my achievement. And happy Women's Month.
Happy Women's Month indeed. What next for the Premier Hotels? Like, I mean, what next for the group and for the business? And are there plans to expand and build more hotels in the area or perhaps throughout the country and make this a flagship brand?
Yes, definitely. As Premier Group, we are not stopping to build. And this is our 25th hotel. And we are definitely coming with another one very soon. And us being the contractors of our own hotels, so we're going to be building more hotels. And just watch us. We're coming, Jimmy. We're going to build a lot of hotels in our country and beyond.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. We look forward to seeing how it all shapes up, and we will definitely keep an eye out for the Premier Hotel Group and come pay a visit to the Toyando Hotel. I think we'll leave it at that for now. Thanks so much, Zakane, for the time and for the insights. That's Zakane Masia, the founder and owner of the Premier Hotel in Limpopo, for this week's Property Tuesday.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.